That's exactly what I intend to do.
Krista, mornings on 93.1 Jams.
The station that sounds like Madtown, 93.1 Jams with Krista Mornings. And we are doing something we absolutely are in love with, and that's second date update.
You go out on that first date, you think it's going so great. But then, fate snatches it away from you at the last minute.
Just sucks when you don't get that call back. Today, we are talking to Adam. Good morning, Adam.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
We are good, but you could do better because you let us in on a date that you went on with, and that's Sydney. What happened with this girl?
Okay, so technically it wasn't like a proper date. We met at the bar, and yeah, Sydney was great. Felt the connection, and we actually ended up hooking up that night.
Oh,
well. Yeah. Of course you did. You young lads out there at the bar scene getting girls crunked and taking them home.
I guess some young lads do that.
Some of them, yeah, some of them do. So tell us how you were able to get her to come back to your house like that. Give the tips to the guys.
Well, it was just like, you know, sometimes there's a spark. The conversation like was effortless. We didn't really have to talk, like think about what to say next. You know, it just kind of flowed.
No.
And honestly, I thought like it might be the start of something special, where it's going to lead to something more, but I don't know. Maybe I was just a one-night stand for her because I haven't heard back from her
at all. Okay. So you went back to your place and you hooked up. Now, when you say hook up, that could mean a lot of things. Are we talking like the full Monty, or was it just like making out? Like, where are we at?
We're making out. Mm. We're going pretty far, but not all the way.
Okay. You know?
Well, that's good. I mean, tell me this. After a guy has hooked up with a girl for the first time on a date, you know, a one-night stand type thing, do you really care about seeing her again?
Some of us do.
Really? I know some. That's what I'm saying, some. Because you've already gotten everything that you wanted, right?
So, yeah, are you just trying to, like, get in touch with her because you want to go all the way with her?
Yeah. Or you want a real relationship with this girl?
Like not jumping into a relationship right away, but I thought there was the potential to explore more.
Okay.
You know? Well, that's good. So when you actually just then got to your house, I mean, how did this date end?
I think like she just kind of realized that like it was getting a little late and she was like, she had to go and had an early morning, but it was already like really late as is, you know, where I was like, you could just kick it here now.
Oh, you could just kick it here. Ooh. Yes. Oh.
Romantic.
Yeah. So are we on the couch? Are we in your room? I mean, where are we? Are we in the kitchen? I want to know how hot this actually got.
Where aren't we?
Oh, yes. My. All the girls love that you just said that.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, for some reason, maybe she didn't love it as much because how long has it been?
It's been about a week now.
Mm. That's not good.
Now, can you think of anything that you did during it? Like maybe your lips were really greasy or...
Ooh.
Yeah, maybe. Just anything you can think of why she wouldn't be calling you back.
Honestly, I can't. No greasy lips over here. Ooh. Everything's great. Hygiene good. Name it.
You loved her. I mean, you're in love with her. I mean, but here's the fact that she's just not getting back to you. It's been a week.
Yeah, you know, hopefully her phone just broke or something.
Hopefully. Hopefully she's all right. All right, are you ready? Because we're going to give her a call.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, here we go. We're calling Sydney to try to get a second date for Adam on Krista Mornings 93.1 Jam.
Hello?
Hi, is this Sydney?
Yeah.
Hey, girl.
Hi, Sydney.
Hi. This is Krista. This is Krista and Aaron from Krista Mornings on 93.1 Jam. So you're on the radio.
Okay. Hi.
Hi.
What's up?
So, we were just wondering if you particularly went out with a really hot guy about a week ago and kind of made out in five different rooms. His name is Adam. Do you remember him?
Yeah, I remember Adam.
Yeah, well, Adam thought you might have like disappeared or something because you haven't been giving him a call back. What's going on?
Yeah. We're doing something called Second Date Update, honey. I think you've heard of it.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I have.
Okay.
I mean, honestly, like, he seemed like a cool guy when we met. There seemed like there was some good chemistry, but when we got back to his place, things got a little weird.
Weird? How so?
Like, when we were making out, he wasn't as focused on, like, the actual making out with mouths thing. He was, like, he kept going for my ear, sort of, like, darting in and out with his tongue, like, blowing on my ear.
Aww.
He's, like, licking my body.
He's licking
just,
your
like,
body?
A lot of
A
lot of tongue action.
A lot of,
Oh my gosh.
Even like went down towards my feet for a minute. I was like, no,
The classic shrimping. I've had three guys ask me that in my life. It's called shrimping when you suck on a girl's toes. I'm like, really? Do you really want to do that? I said, no. We're not going to.
And I didn't.
Yeah. It's kind of awkward.
I really didn't want to do that. So I just kind of hightailed out of there.
So. Was his tongue, now describe his tongue. Is it short and like kind of firm, or is it fat and kind of loose when he's like shoving it in and out of your earlobe?
Or is it just the fact that he was licking you?
Well, I want details on this on this tongue.
Honestly, there were like some fat, loose, sort of slobbery moves, and then there was also some like sharp darting.
This is going off the rails.
Sandpaper tongue. Yeah. Yeah. So it feels like shards of glass against your ear. So you just did not like the way then, I guess, he makes out with you.
That's not making out. That's
definitely
just
not
like,
for me. No.
Yeah.
It's tonguing her ear.
Well, I used to love that. I liked a guy nibbling on my ear.
Yeah, but like I'm guessing he didn't talk about it at all. Well, it's not really something you talk about, but
you just do it.
Yeah, it's not what you were into.
Yeah. Adam, were you into that? By the way, Adam's on the phone, Sydney.
By the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
oh,
hey, Adam.
Those
are just my moves.
There you go. You guys talk it out now. Come on, your moves. The moves with your tongue. I mean, I don't know. That's all good to me.
I kind of just feel it out, like what the situation is calling for. And in the moment, I thought that's what she enjoyed. I didn't get the sense that she didn't. And like, I don't know. Now I feel weird about it.
I think it's awesome. Weird.
So what signals were you getting where you felt like it was okay to go down and try to start sucking on her toes?
Oh, yeah. Mm.
Well, I don't know. She seemed to enjoy it.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know. I'm not into that toe jam and all that. I don't know.
So, yeah. So, Sydney, if he hadn't been, say, if it had been a little bit more vanilla, let's put it, would you have gone all the way with him that night?
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
Look, I'm not against like weird stuff. Mm-hmm. Like ear stuff theoretically is fine, but it was more about the execution that was really just turning me off.
Yeah. And here's the problem, Adam. I'm not going to speak for all women, but for a lot of women, women don't want to teach guys.
No.
You need to know what you're doing. You need to do it correctly. And if you don't, a lot of girls will move on. I'm not saying all of them. I'm saying a lot of them.
Well, you never know.
Hey, I was just trying to be a giver rather than a taker.
I think that's sweet. You're sweet. Come on, Sydney. He's sweet.
So yeah, Sydney, if this is what we do on Second Day Update. If you'd like to try it back out with Adam again, maybe avoid licking each other long enough to actually get like some conversation in, we'll pay for that date. Go out, get some drinks somewhere, go out for dinner. We will cover the entire date if you'd like that.
Do it.
I felt like we did have good chemistry at the bar, so...
Ooh, I guess if we can just
keep it a little more straightforward, none of the body licking, none of the toe stuff.
All right!
I love that.
Yeah, I'll give it a try.
All right, Adam, keep that tongue under control.
Yeah. Unless you want to go out and get some body butter, that's always fun, or some motion lotion.
You got it.
Yeah,
you got it.
That's old school.
And now it's time for romantic messages right here on 93.1 Jam.
Hey, what's your favorite item on the dollar menu?
Chicken, you know, that's a good question, by the way.
Hey, thanks. Now show me your
what?
Well, we just got through that dumb icebreaker question. Now I want to look at those sweet little titties.
Sorry, the only person who gets to ogle my boobies is me in the mirror.
You check yourself out in the mirror, winky face. What else do you do to yourself?
Oh my god, gross. Okay, bye forever, dork.
Hold the line. Don't you even think about blocking me. Hey. Okay, I guess I'll just fuck off then. I hope you are intimidated by dudes with big old pants snakes.
Oh. I've never heard that before. I don't see why that matters when I'm talking to you.
Very funny, but seriously, girls say mine is so big that it hurts.
Yeah, it probably mentally hurts them because it's physically impossible for a guy to be that small.
You know what? I'm putting a stop to this right now. Click. Heck.
Wow, even at maximum magnification, that's just embarrassing for you.
I'm out of here, I don't need this.
Just like how I don't need your golf pencil.
And that was our presentation of romantic messages on 93.1 Jam.
Let's all go to the movies.
Now back to our feature presentation.
We recast your favorite movies and give you prizes for guessing them. It's Radio Recast.
And the Oscar goes to...
Yes, indeed. It's time to pick up the phone at 321-0931 to enjoy some Star Wars premiere passes to The Last Jedi at Marcus Palace Cinema. And of course, this is when we pick a movie and impersonate wonderful people for each other that we suck at.
Yes, we are terrible at impersonations. But if you can call and guess us the movie that we are recasting for you, then we will hook you up with these tickets.
Absolutely. So myself has decided to choose who Aaron needs to impersonate for his character.
Yep. And I have chosen who you will be, and I'm particularly proud of it.
Are you pretty excited for it?
Yep.
Okay, here we go. This is what I've chosen for Aaron.
Oh, Daddy, I'm almost ready to go outside and shovel with you.
Caillou? Yay! I'm Caillou?
Yes, honey.
I'm the little PBS boy, Caillou.
Thank you. Gia, my daughter, would watch that every single day when she was like 3 or 4.
The two-year-old with male pattern baldness.
I know. You always wonder why.
Yeah, they never address that.
But, you know, he's adorable. So this is who you have chosen for me.
It's your man crush.
Oh, my gosh. Yes! Jabba the Hutt!
Yeah, I figured since we're doing Star Wars tickets, I'd be remiss not to do Star Wars characters. And today I picked your man crush, Jabba the Hutt.
He is my man crush. He's my favorite.
With your really weird idea of romance.
I know. Let me hear one more time. Okay. So you are this again.
Oh, Daddy! I'm almost ready to go outside and shovel with you.
That's right. And I am Jabba the Hutt.
Yes.
All right. So are we ready to do this? Now we're going to play a bed underneath. That'll kind of give you a hint as well. And then we also have a hint out on our Facebook page right now if you want to check that out. So are you ready, Mr. Aaron?
Yep. Call 321-0931 and guess this movie.
Do you want to be the first or the second person?
I'll be first.
Okay. Here we go. Right. Let me get this bed ready.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Sir, he's telling the truth.
Well, let's say for the moment this biatch does exist. You think he just fall to his knees and cry? Yes, I did, I confess, and oh, by the way, add a life term to my sentence.
You know that wouldn't matter. With Tommy's testimony, I can get a new trial.
That's assuming biatch is still there. Chances are excellent he'd be released by now.
Well, they'd have his last known address, names of relatives. It's a chance, isn't there?
No!
How could you be so obtuse?
What? What do you call me?
Obtuse? It's deliberate.
Son, you're forgetting yourself.
The country club will have his old time cards, records, W-2s with his name on them.
All right, I think that's...
Oh, my gosh. I've already have a sore throat, so my chloroseptic spray is in
need. I like
that
you are miming, like, being Jabba the Hutt's weight.
Hold on, let me spray.
Get that chloroseptic spray in there.
Here we go.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, my throat is like now very hoarse.
I'm so sorry for that.
It's okay. So yes, once again, we want to hear from you. 321-0931. What is the movie we are impersonating for Star Wars tickets, The Last Jedi? 93.1 Jams, good morning. Who's this?
This is Wade.
Wade, how are you, my man?
Good, how are you?
Good. What movie are we impersonating?
Is that Return of the Jedi?
Return of the Jedi? No, I'm afraid it is not Return of the Jedi, but you can call back as many times as you want.
Thank you.
Maybe he thought my Jabba the Hutt was so amazing that he thought it was the movie. 93.1 Jams, good morning. Who's this?
Brandon.
Brandon, what's the movie we're impersonating?
Is it The Shawshank Redemption?
It is The Shawshank Redemption.
It is. Very nice. Are you a big fan of that movie? You're welcome.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
Yeah, nice. It's depressing, right? I don't think I've seen the entire show.
Yeah, no,
I've seen it plenty of times.
It's a happy ending.
Oh, it's a happy ending.
It's a happy ending.
Okay, well, don't spoil it for me.
I won't ruin it for you. Now, we do have a little tradition here.
Yes, we do.
You have to tell us which one of us is worse at doing impressions. Was it me as Caillou, or was it Krista as Jabba the Hutt?
I think Krista was worse this time.
Oh, Brandon. It's
finally,
okay, my man.
You won one.
Yes. Let me see.
Yeah, why don't you tell us all about Ornament Smash, Krista?
Okay, here we go.
If you want to claim your official invite, make sure you listen to your name. That will call at 9 o'clock, or I'm going to put a thing behind your neck and tassel you down like Princess Leia.
You're weird.
And there it is. Hold on, my man. Krista, mornings on 93.1 Jams.